So I'll start with the feedback. This is an absolutely wonderful group of people to work with, and my only regret is that I couldn't spend more time with you than I did. You're all wonderful, yeah.
So I have to speak for both of us because Roland doesn't want to say anything, but we feel the same. We feel like spending a week in paradise. It's amazing. It's so much beauty in all senses, but the silence also, the silence, so that you can really feel without any interruption and feeling all of you. I think we know about each other more than as if we spent week talking. So thank you so much. I mean, words are not enough. Thank you.
Yeah, so we're from Vermont. Maybe we're next farthest away. I don't know. So every retreat that I've done with you has been a sweet retreat. This one was the first retreat where I heard you say you should try to maintain mindfulness the whole retreat, and I didn't think that's impossible. And I was walking out of the yurt this morning after the last sit. I just, you know, I had this real feeling of sadness that we were going to have to give up the silence. And so it really was a sweet silence, and I'll miss it.
So I said at the start that I always tend to have a retreat enemy, and this was the first retreat I can recall where there wasn't anyone who annoyed me, which then got me a little paranoid, like maybe I'm that person.
So I thought it was going to be me.
And so I apologize for whatever I may have done to provoke anyone during this retreat. But thank you for being such a great group to meditate with. And thank you so much, Don and Nancy, for taking care of us and welcoming us when, I mean, my gosh, you're going through, you just finished chemo, and you know, Nancy, that's a huge amount of responsibility to take on a bunch of us. So thank you so much.
Okay, as another East Coaster, another Vermonter at the moment, this was my first retreat, and I never thought I'd be able to do one. And I'd be ready to do another one right now. So, and I also want to tell you that if you didn't get an enemy, if I didn't annoy you, then something must be going pretty well with you. So, yeah, because I was like, oh my gosh, and I'm next to you, and I'm so fidgety. No, I got over it. But, yeah. So, and it's been a retreat with ups and downs, but it's been great.
I'm from New York. if we're doing this geographical thing, so yeah, I am really happy that this retreat I was able to just be here, as opposed to my very first retreat, which was not with you, but where I was, you know, I was white knuckling it, and you know, being like, okay, 9 more days, you know, and counting the, like, okay, 4 more sits today, and then I'll make it through. And I sort of found myself at the beginning of this retreat in that mentality of like, you know, I get to see my little boy in 6 days, you know. And I was able to get past that and just savor this. You know, savor every day and every sit, and look forward to every sit as like, yes, another opportunity to work with my mind. And at the same time, like, just be okay with the beautiful fruition of it ending and feeling ready to go home. And just as a little side note, apparently my husband told me that when he, you know, he said to my son, like, okay, Mama's on retreat. She's on meditation retreat. And he said, with Bhikkhu Bodhi. So obviously something is getting through. How old is he? He'll be 2 in 2 weeks. Well, his name is Tenzin. So but anyway, I just felt like I got exactly what I needed as I needed it. It was just like a slow revealing. And thank you both so much. Thank you for making us feel warm and comfortable and nourished. Nancy, as a book agent, the next publication needs to be Dharma Treasure Cookbook. So just, I feel so lucky and so blessed, so thank you.
I'm Eastside from Boston area, and also from Vermont. I wanted to say thank Kulidasa for the tremendous effort that he made to gift us with his book. And I think that that's a treasure that will expand the reach of his teachings, which are so powerful. I think I'm prophesying now beyond anything you can imagine, and I think Nancy's going to have to prepare herself for the success of this, for the impact of these teachings. So I know it took a tremendous effort on your part and on your collaborators' part to put it together, and it's been a great treasure. And to have, of course, met with a master himself has been priceless. So thank you.
Cincinnati is still in the Eastern time zone, though you wouldn't know it with when the wake-up bell came. I thought, oh, this will be easy, you know. 5:30 is really 7:30 or whatever, but oh. But yeah, I want to reiterate what Brian said about my gratitude for the book. Just making these teachings so accessible, and even though I won't be able to be in your presence very often, if there's a practice question, 95% of the time you can just look in there and say, oh yeah, of strong emotion arising, do this, this, this. And it's so wonderful and clear, and from the very beginning up through the adept stages. And there's not only the book, but there are all these recordings. You're diligently recording these things, and at least one person really does listen to them. You know, even before I met you or met any of these people, you know, had my earbuds in and cleaning the kitchen or commuting to work or whatever and listening to that. And they're so wonderful. Yeah, I'll definitely do that. And I would reiterate what everyone else has said too about the food and the and just the energy of this land and everything being so. And just your being here while going through chemo and radiation is pretty astonishing in itself. And Nancy doing all this while you're also. You know, taking him to appointments and whatever else you're doing. Oh, he drives himself? Okay. But as a lot of you know, I'm taking care of my father who's terminally ill in the last stages of cancer. And it was really nice just to be here and to have a break from being a caregiver and for to be taken care of and have meals provided and all of that is just such a luxury. So thank you.
I just want to say how much energy you have brought here and at such a good time. Do I have this turned on? And it's been wonderful to meditate with you. The power of doing that has really upped for me because sometimes I'm meditating in here by myself. And of course, I'm so grateful to my dear friends and teachers who are sitting in front of me. And I'm so happy that you all came to at this particular time because you just brought a huge uprush of goodness, sweetness, and what's the word? Really serious about what you're doing. And I just want to keep encouraging you and to come back and to keep your doing your work. It's encouraging to me, inspiring me. Keep doing my work. Thank you.
I wasn't sure if we were going by distance or by time zone, but I always wondered why so many Tibet texts started with homage to the guru and that just deep, blazing sense of gratitude and appreciation that brings tears to my eyes and the recognition of the Dharma that's being transmitted. And knowing full well that the work is mine and mine alone to do, but the power of the catalyst is so profound to me and grows more and more the more I practice. So just the deepest gratitude to you and your patience, particularly my first neurotic painful week. As just the stress of the world began to collapse and as my mind began to realize all of the neurotic ways in which I behaved and worked through that and calmed down and like others in this room, this was the first sit where I wasn't enduring it. I was embracing it. And I realized that every sit was a day's worth of practice, that I could get a week's worth of practice in a single day. And once the preciousness of that hit me, it really just drove me forward. And taking my vows with you is so significant to me. I mean, I consider it more important than marriage vows, because it's a lifetime vow that runs deeper. No, I'm serious, and it's not an interpersonal thing. It's a recognition of really deeply choosing this path. And it's a protection for myself that when I have a choice of going down a dark road and getting into worldly desires to try to escape the frustration and the pain of life stresses, there is this reminder to myself that I made a promise to myself in front of the Sangha to make the better choice. And so I understand what it means to take refuge. And I have you to thank for that. And my deepest appreciation to Nancy for being such a fabulous host and being so caring and loving to me. My first week of food was pretty boring because it was just a way of cooking simply, and I had yours to look forward to. I'll miss it next week. But thank you for such wonderful hospitality. My heart swells with gratitude.
I concurred what my wife said before, but I also want to say that it was real pleasure to be able to meditate with all of you here, because the energy in the room was always so amazingly calming and so high, really beautiful high energy that I could feel that was coming from all of you. So I thank the whole group too. Thank you.
I just have one other thing to add. Renee, thank you so, so, so much for the body scan guided meditation. I think that gave me the faith that I needed to pull myself out of feeling stuck and challenge myself to practice in a different way. So thank you for that.
So Nancy, if there's ever a retreat where I can learn to cook from you, I will be here right away. The food was so good, and the hospitality. It was really helpful to sit in here feeling so cared for. And all you guys, like the questions that were asked and stuff were more often, I mean, I would say it felt like all the time to me, just kind of hitting points in my own practice and questions I had. So gratitude for that, and gratitude to all of you for being here. And Renee, the advice that you've given me over the last week has been amazing, and I think there's just something so personal. I don't know, I can just tell how much you care about me, and I'm sure everybody in this room feels this way when you're giving us advice or giving our interviews. And I have to say, Chuladasa, so I might get a little emotional, but I lost faith in the possibility of spirituality at like a really young age. And this book and your teachings, have filled a hole in me that I thought I'd never be able to fill. So I just have to, say thank you so much for making this book and offering your time to us this week. For me it literally means everything. So much gratitude.
I'm gonna be able to talk. I don't know how I got so lucky. That you guys here are my people. We are each other's people. And the amount of gratitude that I have for everyone is really profound. And that I even feel that and know that is the most amazing thing. So thank you. Thank you both so much. And Renee, thank you, dear. And for everyone that is newly met friends now, it was great to sit with everybody. It was really wonderful. And I too felt like this retreat was very, I kind of felt like a rock star in my sits, like, wow, this is great. I don't know what happened, but it's good. So it was nice to be here together, definitely. I think that's all I'm going to say.
Well, I'm going to start crying too. I completely agree with Jessica that how did we get so lucky? Thank you. And Andrea, when you're talking about annoying people, when I came in with that cold, and I guess I've learned this week I'm not the only person in the world that has a runny nose and sneezes, but I felt... Oh, goodness. It's nice to share our humanity. And I just, Chris, when we're laughing about, when you said about marriage, for those of us who were or have been married a long time, theoretically, it is supposed to be taken deeply for a lifetime. That was the original point. Not that, but nowadays that's kind of rare, but which is okay, too. I am so to get to meet all of you and sit with you and the kind of, I guess I would call it, although I feel emotional, I feel kind of abiding peace came to mind, which I just feel just so wonderful. And I certainly went through my journey during this, and it was a really amazing group here and such dedicated meditators, and it's just wonderful to share, and the book has been such a resource this week that I may even learn to answer a question simply and just say I focused or I didn't focus in a meditation. Also, having been my dear friends here and knowing this journey was going on that most of you weren't aware of, and I was quite... really, to be honest, distressed that you were going to try to do this, and for Nancy's sake and your sake and the unknown and coming to understand that you know, you embody, both of you, what you teach, and you are mindful at every moment, and to have been going through what you've been going through, that speaks more than anything. Even my creaky neck I can't complain about. Oh, it's a little dark out. But I just, you know, that your astounding insight and wisdom and what you've put together with the book and what you two exemplify together, just, you know, beyond words. And I just thank you and love you so much.
Here in the manifestation that he's still a man. He wouldn't let people drive him.
thank, first of all, Renee, because it was her generosity of spirit that allowed me to have a place to come at all. You know, I'm sort of still in pre-book mode, and so I just thought, you know, mid-December, oh, I think I'll go on the retreat, and then realize, oh, maybe not. But Cynthia encouraged me and said, I'm sure Nancy wants you to come. And then it turned out, well, it actually was full, but just was lucky enough to be with Cynthia and Renee on Christmas. And Renee said, hey, you know, you can, if there's nothing else, you can sleep on the floor where I am. And that was enough to let me sneak in the back door. And so to all of you, Nancy, Renee, Cynthia, for just coming together in that way to make this possible. And I want to thank the people who responded to my question. I guess it was yesterday or the day before. I can't remember now, but I was asking about following a thread, and the answers actually weren't what I wanted to hear, but they turned my practice around. They made me realize, oh, I'm actually not doing Chula Das's practice yet. I'm still valuing the distractions. And hearing that was difficult, but it actually turned it around to where I could actually do it. And I knew I came here to get clear on something, and I think that's what it was. It's like, what exactly is... I've been confounded by the practice because I have sort of a lot of mental habits from other things I've done. And I feel like, well, I at least got a more of an understanding of, oh, that's really what it's about. And so I just seeing how all the different things came together, the interdependence of my experience. I also, I saw in just kind of very small ways, but the power of intention and so, and commitment. And I just, as before we went to breakfast, I just, you know, I may not be able to see things the way I did then, but I made a commitment to myself to learn and practice and share this Dharma as widely as I can. And you guys are all a part of that. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
When you guys asked me about coming here and helping, I was surprised and glad, and when I got here, because I haven't been here a lot for a while. I've seen you guys in Tucson more. And it was perfect. And I know you wanted me to come because it's what I needed. And I can't imagine having more loving and caring protectors and teachers and people who've been there for so many things in my life. It's so valuable and precious. And my wonderful friends who are here, from Tucson and all these in Allegra, who I haven't gotten to see, and all the new people that brought, and Ted and Andrea, who I've known for a long time. and all the new people and the energy, this is a special group in a way that it's difficult to describe. And it's just a wonderful energy. And to meet all of you and to be able to spend time with you one-on-one, that is just, you gave me so much. And I did tell them I would come, but I needed to bring my cat. And that didn't stop it. So thank you again. And it's just been the most fabulous opportunity. And so I was thinking about it, that all the different things that have been gifted to me, all of the opportunity to be able to learn so much, to be able to sit next to my teacher, to be able to sit next to you guys who are teaching me, and to be able to interact like that. It's been amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. To me, it's just so wonderful to see you all and work with you all. And some of you I've worked with for many years, and some of you we're new in this process together, and I'm looking forward to seeing how you develop and evolve, and doing whatever I can to encourage and support that process. For those of you that are new, you may not have realized you didn't just come to a retreat. You've now become a part of a much larger community that's distributed not just all across this country, but in many other places in the world as well. And it's an amazingly supportive community, as you will come to learn. But for me, it's just such an enormous pleasure in seeing people succeed in the practice, seeing people have insights, seeing people awaken. And then most especially is to see that some of these people that have stepped forward and have been willing to take on the mantle of teachers themselves, and Renee, it's just so wonderful. But you know, you're going to be a really great teacher, and Jordan's fabulous, you know, and there's so many others. We have those in this room that your turn's going to come to sit in front of a group of people and do the same thing. And I can't tell you how incredibly rewarding and fulfilling it is to me to see that, you know, the pleasure and satisfaction that I get from seeing all of you at all of your different levels and seeing you progress, seeing the new understandings dawn, seeing the old conditioning fall away, seeing you come into your own in a very special way, to become truly spiritual beings. It's very wonderful. And so thank you all for giving me the opportunity to do that. It's the greatest possible reward that I could have. So thank you. Well, we have a few minutes left. Anyone else have something that they would like to say or ask? Or Nancy. Yes.
Nancy doesn't talk much.
Thank you.
I cannot tell you how much joy it brings me to be here with you and to listen to what you say. And, you know, we do a lot of work, and sometimes I get discouraged. Like, it happens. I'm like, why, you know, the encouragement of hearing you talk now, it's so important for me, because there has been a fair bit of stress. You know, Bill was sick, and John has decreased white blood cell count, and I was starting to, like, oh my goodness. Like, you know, we were you know, it was a little bit frightening, and yet it was like, we just have to be with what's happening here and stay, I guess I feel like, stay non-reactive. And that didn't necessarily happen. I did react. I did flip out. And during the retreat, I was stressed. But then I came back, and you've helped me come back. And it's really important that I'm back here happy and understanding. And I apologize that I lost it there. But it was a pleasure, of course, to do what we do. And there is an enormous, it's not me, it's everybody contributes. I mean, Chris Gagné has contributed so much in beautiful ways, and Anna Geller. I mean, everybody here has contributed so much to make things happen. Cynthia, you know, I thought I'd stressed her out giving her this impossible grocery list that she picked up, you know, the day after Christmas. Good heavens. So Allegra helps in every way. Renee is such an amazing teacher. I was just amazed to listen to the teachings from Renee and Jordan, you know, just to see the fruition here. You know, we've been, you know, slogging it out here for almost 20 years, and here we are at this very moment now. You're like, wow, it's staggering. So thank you.
Yeah, truly what Nancy does is absolutely phenomenal. She she organizes these retreats. She's the backbone of them. I could never even begin to do what she does, what she makes happen. She does it so well, and you know, and yeah, you totally have a right to flip out a little bit every now and then, you know. That's you know, we planned this retreat, and then it quickly filled up, and then I got diagnosed with cancer, and then I ended up in the hospital with a pulmonary embolism from it, and you know, we're all starting to say, what did we get ourselves into? You know, these people bought their plane tickets, are committed to it, we got to follow through, you know. And then the burden that always falls on Nancy with these things is all the planning, all the details. You know, I don't know that I fully grasp it all, but, you know, everybody stays warm, nobody ran out of propane, you know, there's toilet paper and Kleenex and fabulous foods and, you know, everything. She makes it all happen, you know, and it is a tremendous accomplishment. And we've done this many times, and there is sort of a pattern. It's you know, in the last few days before the retreat begins, it's that, oh my God, what have we gotten ourselves into? To, you know, and then basically, because Nancy's organized everything so well, everybody arrives and it all starts working. It's like clockwork and things like that, you know. And but what keeps it moving smoothly throughout the whole time is Nancy. She's the one that she's on top of every detail. She's the one that gets the notes from people that say, you know, we need this, that's not working, this plumbing's plugged up or whatever it is, and making sure the problem gets solved. And then we come to the end of the retreat, and it's just, it's like, oh yeah, of course, it's obvious, you know, we couldn't have not done this. It's so wonderful, you know, and it really is, very wonderful. And I love what happens during every retreat. The first few days, all the retreatants are having their own version of, what have I gotten myself into? and then there's that point that gets crossed where everybody starts to, they start to enjoy the rewards of their practice and start to see more and more smiles and more people coming in for meditation interviews saying, oh, I had this really great set and this happened and that happened and I thought I could never do that, but now I can do this, and you know, and then it just gets better and better, you know, right up to the end, to this moment here where we get all of the feedback and we get to share. We all had a wonderful time. Yes. Thank you so very, very much for being interested in the spiritual life and for pursuing that interest, first of all, and then for allowing us to play a role in the development of that for you. It's thank you for allowing us to be of service to you. Thank you very much. And we still got 2 minutes. Anybody have any questions? Yeah. Like, what is emptiness or anything like that? We can just. Now it's when's the cookbook coming out? Yeah. Absolutely. The best is yet to come.
2016. Yeah. The other day, yeah. I was thinking, 1916.
No, 1916, that's not right. What year were you born?
1923.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. So I think if you put Allegra's exercise routine on video.
Yeah,
have to do that anyway.
You
yeah.
Take it to all the assisted living places in Tucson, and there are a lot.
Oh no, she'll go viral.
You'll go viral.
Yeah.
Yeah, she will go viral.
Okay.
No, you're in for it.
Get Matthew. Can I come? Yeah, get Matthew to film it. He's coming. I don't know if he's coming.
I don't think he's bringing his video equipment.
Video equipment.
No, but that routine was great.
Oh, that. Thank you for doing that. I watch her later on, and I watch you all.
You know, mirror neurons, you're getting all the benefits.
Right.
That's a car. Have you moved your car yet? I can see you better.
Everything, that's the thing.
Yeah. From your point of view, where does midlife?
I'm hoping I'm hitting my midlife.
It's no later than 60 anyway.
That's a good, 60's midlife, right? I like that. Maybe 65. Yes, we do. So people need to get on the way to the airport. So one last thank you. We all get up and have some last hugs and goodbyes and stuff. So we're done. This is it. Thank you once again. It is wonderful. It is wonderful. Everything is perfect.